on this day, 15th October, 1920. Craig approves pogrom. Do I approve of the action you boys have taken in the past? I say yes. Sir James Craig, Parliamentary Secretary to the Admiralty. The time had come when Belfast loyalists had to make a demarcation line and say they would not tolerate the presence of disloyalists in the great shipbuilding industry here. Councillor John F. Gordon, the above pronouncements were made at the unfurling of a Union Jack at the Queen's Island yesterday. Councillor Gordon declared that it was now no longer regarded as impossible for a man to be a sound trade unionist and at the same time a member of the Labour Unionist Association. Unionists in Londonderry shipyards had been driven out by individuals called Sinn Féiners, and the men of the Belfast shipyards were then resolved that Sinn Féiners would no longer be allowed to work here. Applause. Sir James Craig said it was a unique meeting when he considered how seldom a member of His Majesty's government could get right down into the midst of the working classes. He referred to the Chief Secretary's announcement of a special constabulary declaring that all loyal citizens should be placed in a position to protect themselves. Ulster was to have a parliament of her own. They were going to have the right to manage their own affairs. But knowing how the loyalists off the city had distinguished themselves in the past, he knew they would not fail in the days ahead. In the past, when any progressive movement was put forward, it was blocked by the Nationalist Party in the old days. All that would be changed by the passage of the new partition bill and the unionists would be able to take control of education, housing, etc. Any man who was true to the colours would be safe under the new Ulster Parliament. The Parliamentary Secretary for the Admiralty then said he thought it only fair that he should be asked a question, and it was, "Do I approve of the action you boys have taken in the past?" He said, "Yes." Cheers. Editor's note. As Prime Minister designate of Northern Ireland with a legal duty of care for all its citizens, James Craig's unequivocal endorsement of the recent brutal expulsion of Catholics and socialists from the shipyards shocked the nationalist population. His remarks were a precursor to his later declaration at Stormont, "We are Protestant Parliament and a Protestant state." Unsurprisingly, perhaps, the Labour Unionist colleague, J.F. Gordon, who sought to justify the sectarian expulsions, would become a Labour minister in the new administration. The 1919 Workers' Strike Committee were also driven out by the mob.